This episode of Póngase las Pilas is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. I remember back when I was around 6 years old and lived in Colombia, and my parents used to take my sister and I to our closest McDonald's. I absolutely loved playing in their indoor playground, but my favorite part was eating ice cream and finding a toy inside mi cajita feliz. Even when we moved to Miami, Florida, visiting a McDonald's always felt so special because even though we were surrounded by a different language and culture, we could still enjoy our time together as a family. And I could collect as many Happy Meal toys as possible. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Me encanta!
Póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo, póngase las pilas.
Hola, mi gente linda. You're listening to Póngase las Pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink and let's get into it. Hola pilosas. Bienvenidas to another episode of Póngase las Pilas podcast. This is your chief pilosa, Laura. And today I want to talk about community over competition, which lately I feel is a term that's used a lot. And I mean, believe me, I'm all for it. But it has been hard to get to a point where I genuinely feel this way for other women and vice versa. And not obviously not all women, but the ones that I've been able to interact with, like, you know, at the workplace or like even when I was in school. It's not to say that I didn't feel this way for anyone, but sometimes it just felt like I had to be happy for someone else. But I don't think it was truly a happiness that was like all pure from my heart happiness. It was just kind of like, oh, good for them, but always coming back to like, wait, but what about me? I haven't gotten this or I haven't gotten there. And I think competition was like always in there somewhere, even if I didn't realize it. So I'm not entirely sure in which point in a girl's life we kind of start feeling like other girls are basically our competition. We go from being super friends and like super sweet to each other and, you know, playing and everything, to then starting to feel like other girls look at us funny. Like, I think it's that feeling of being judged, right? We think that they're judging us. And we almost feel like they're going to call us out for being weird or something. Sometimes even the girls that we thought were our closest friends, they change. And in that same way that they change how they treat us. So then it becomes harder to trust others. And now that I think of it, I think that's around the time of like middle school when, you know, we go through so many different changes. From what I remember, those times are tough. Our bodies go through so many changes, but also do our minds. And like our self-esteem also changes. It truly is tough being a girl. I mean, it's amazing, but I think it's still tough in my opinion. From that point on, we're faced with different situations in which it feels like we're competing with each other, whether it's for grades, for friends, for attention, for so many things. And it truly would be easier if we didn't see each other as competition, but as sisters, as those friends that we can accomplish so much more if we stick together. This feeling of competition was something that I recall back in school. It pushed me into having more friends that were boys. The relationships kind of seemed easier. You know, the interactions were less dramatic in a sense. And it didn't feel like I was competing with them. If it was blue, it was blue. It felt like I didn't need to try so hard to fit in. Have you ever felt that way, Pilosa? When I entered university and majored in engineering, being one of the few girls wasn't actually so bad in the beginning, because again, it seemed easier for me to make friends that were guys with whom I didn't feel like I was competing against. But as I continued growing in my career, and as I've seen, like, you know, other women entering the workforce, colleagues, I've realized the importance of accepting that we can help each other and that everything is truly about perspective. And it's actually so much better if we can help each other when we're in, like, these male-dominated industries. Being allies really helps us as women. So, little story time for all of you, but I remember that there was this colleague that I worked with for a brief amount of time, and she was a very determined, very bright individual. She seemed so sure of what she wanted, and so she always seemed very confident, and I have to admit, I felt intimidated by her. She never said anything mean to me or anything like that, but I think in my mind, I made this whole scenario in which she thought less of me. I will never know if she did or didn't, but that's not the point. The point is that I let my mind create a story that might have never even been true. And I think that many times that's what happens. We let ourselves be influenced by our own fears, our own limiting beliefs, our insecurities, and we let that affect our interactions with others. I always felt so intimidated by her. I let myself feel that intimidation, even if she wasn't doing anything to intimidate me. But I hadn't really interacted much with her, and it was just the way that she was so confident about herself and, you know, how she behaved, that it caused this almost insecurity in me. And until I actually worked on a project with her, interacted with her, we even went to lunch after a site visit, that I realized that just because she had a confident personality, it didn't mean that she was competing with me. I saw her so different after that, after actually interacting with her for more than just a hello at the office. And I even saw parts of her where I could kind of see she was not as confident as I thought she had been all that, you know, rest of the time. So it's important for us to realize that sometimes we see others seem so confident, but they might not be confident in all areas. And that's okay. None of us are. But it helps us to see that, you know, our minds are the ones that are always creating these stories and these narratives of how this person's this person's that. It seems like we're so quick to judge, right? But if we really think about it, we wouldn't want to be judged so quickly. So why do we do it to others, right? We should always remember to, you know, try to actually have a conversation with someone and actually interact with them, have a relationship with them before we let our mind dictate so many things about a person. And this has not been the only time that something similar has happened. But through many other experiences, I have realized that sometimes, even if we don't mean to do it, just as women in general, we don't want to disappoint others. We are like natural people pleasers. You know, we're always caring about others and putting others first. And in the workplace, we don't want to disappoint our managers. And this is when we might act a certain way that, you know, it's like we're trying to look out for ourselves. This is when we might act a certain way that makes other women colleagues feel like we're throwing them under the bus, as the expression goes. We're essentially making them look bad in front of our managers or other colleagues even. And this is a tough one, because as women, we already feel like we have to constantly prove ourselves in our jobs, prove that we belong there as much as the men do, and that we have, you know, the intelligence to go with it, and to feel like other women are not helping us, but actually trying to make us look bad, or that they're competing with us, well, that's very disheartening. So think about that. Think about how you act, and think about the things that you do. Because sometimes, like I said, we don't realize it. You know, I was in a meeting once, and that's how I felt. I felt like a colleague of mine was basically, you know, it's like in the meeting, it was like our manager, two other colleagues, and then her. And I mean, it was like, it felt like she was trying to make me look bad in front of our manager. And it might have not been her intention, but that's how I felt. And so those are the kind of things that, whether it's the other person's action or how you perceive it and how you react to it, ultimately, it's, you know, up to what you can do is how you react to it, how you perceive it, how you let it affect you. And I have to say, like, that time, I felt like hurt. I felt like, oh, she's coming for me, you know? And that lasted like maybe a week of me like, oh, I thought this person was different and like all this stuff in my mind about it. But I learned from it, you know? And that's what we have to do ultimately. But it also taught me that there's a way to say things and there's a way to go about things that maybe in that moment she didn't have to call me out on, you know, what coefficient I was using or something. She could have just said, oh, okay, let's, you know, talk after the meeting. Maybe I'm not using, you know, we're not using the same coefficient. So obviously, you know, usually we break out the projects and we needed to, at the end, be the same for the whole project. So in that moment, it felt like, okay, you don't have to just like, you know, say it out in front of everyone, especially like our manager, almost showing him like, you're not using the right data. So it taught me to, okay, there's certain things that I will say. Obviously, you have to coordinate and communicate. But there are also some things that you can just say to the person without it being in front of everyone. So, you know, there's just different experiences that we go through and we learn from them. And I've also seen it from like older women that instead of trying to pave the way for younger generations, they actually seem to make it harder. It's almost like because they had such a tough time to get, you know, to this high level position that they're in now, that they don't want it to be easy for the rest of us, or that they expect all of us as women to just follow the same path they took, even if that means, for example, I don't know, taking our kids to daycare as soon as possible, just to continue with our jobs without needing much flexibility. Instead of being like, oh, you know, we're in different times, like there's these things that you can do, or offering some type of advice as to how to navigate, for example, being a working mom. But, you know, each person's different. Each generation is different. And I'm not saying it's everyone, but it's just certain experiences that have, you know, shaped, obviously, how I see things. And there are truly so many things we see in the workplace, in the corporate world. But as with everything, it's all about learning and, you know, changing our perspective, even if we can't change every person's mind. But I've learned that, you know, I can set an example through my own actions and my own perspective. There is always someone that is learning from our actions, even when we don't think we're role models. We are. There are younger women that enter the workforce looking up at us to see how we behave, how we speak, and even the limits that we place. It sets the stage for a lot of them to know what is acceptable and what's not. And this is why, Pilosa, no matter how long you've been at the company, in the workplace, always remember that you can be setting the example for other women that you work with. And that is such an important role that you have. There are a few things I have learned that might help you reach that feeling of true community instead of feeling like competition is always there between you and your coworkers. Number one, accept that we are all different, have different life experiences, and we have different personalities. So don't fall into the comparison game. Don't start comparing yourself to others. And especially don't do this when they reach milestones. When, you know, you see them reach a certain milestone in their career or they got applauded for something, don't start comparing yourself to that person. Just enjoy that moment for them, feel happy for them, and move on. Number two, understand your own insecurities and remember that no one can make you feel a certain way. You are the only one that can allow those feelings to come up, and you have the power to allow something to affect you or not. So use that power. Number three, learn to see each person's strengths and focus on how each of those strengths in those people can contribute to your team and ultimately to your success. This is so important because sometimes we focus more on their weaknesses and we should really focus more on their strength and how that's going to help all of us. Number four, offer help and ask for help. It will help you see that we all need help and it will also help you lean on each other. Number 5, think of the women you work with as allies and treat them as such. Treat them with that respect and with that trust so that they know they can trust you and you know you can trust them. You know there are some challenges and struggles that the men won't understand, but chances are the women that you work with definitely will, and they can relate to that. So use that to build strong relationships and to create that community that can help all of you grow. Pilosa, when you truly feel like you're happy for another woman's success, you want to share in that happiness, that joy, and just like learn from her and help her with anything else that she might need. I have been able to feel that way for the women I work with now. When they reach a milestone, I don't default to think, oh, I haven't done that yet, or I am so behind. I actually truly feel happy for them. And I also like telling them, I congratulate them, and I offer any help that I can provide in that new step they're taking. But because I truly feel it, not just to say it, not como para quedar bien, you know, not so they say, oh, she was so nice about it. No, it's about really feeling it. And if you don't feel it, that's fine. Then don't say it. You don't have to pretend that you feel something if you don't. That's totally fine. But I'm just sharing with you all ways in which you can actually feel it and learn to feel it, because it's so freeing to feel that happiness. And it is so exciting to see other women grow. I love seeing the progress of younger ingenieras at my job. And this has actually led me to want to start help more and more women, not just through this podcast, which I gotta say, I hope it's helpful to you, Pilosa, but also through a subscription box and digital community membership program that I've been creating for other women in STEM. I have seen firsthand that most of us as women in STEM need that community to vent, to bounce off ideas, to hear others' experiences, you know, career advancement, ways to practice self-care, even with high-stress jobs, and hear stories of how it's possible to start a family and still keep our careers and just feel less alone. Basically feel like we're part of something bigger, where we can, you know, be heard, where we can have almost like a sisterhood of women that understand us, that understand our struggles and our internal conflicts. And this is my recent project that I've been working on lately, and I will be launching it later this year. You know, I'm working behind the scenes, trying to build everything up slowly because I'm almost due. I'm almost going into maternity leave, but I will keep you all updated with the progress, and I will continue to share, of course, on Instagram and my stories. And I would love for all of you to participate and help me reach even more women. If you know of any women in STEM, please share about this podcast so they can also be updated when I launch the membership and they can benefit from it too. Well, Pilosas, we've reached the end. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this time with me. I hope you consider these ways in which you can truly feel the community aspect with the women that you interact with, and you can stop feeling like any woman is your competition. It feels so much better to lift each other up and help each other along the way, especially when there are so many outside forces that just want to make it harder for us to grow. So stay motivated y como siempre, a ponerse las pilas. Hey, Pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another Pilosa that you know will enjoy it too, because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Póngase las Pilas Podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more Pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode, or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.